continuing our discussion of the halachot of various brachot that we say, I think it's important that we should go back to fundamentals and highlight some of the principles which are obvious and important for every one of the brachot that we say. So the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says that a person, when they make a bracha, they should know what bracha they're making, particularly when they say the shame, Hashem's name, that when you say that, it's important to know how you're going to conclude the bracha. So you shouldn't pick up a piece of food and start saying bracha, not sure if it's a borei pri ha'etz, borei pri ha'adama, waiting to hear what the next person is going to say, and then conclude your bracha. But you should know from the outset what it is. The Shulchan Aruch itself in Siman Hay, Sif Aleph, there's only one Sif there in Siman Hay. So right at the beginning of Shulchan Aruch, talks about how to say a bracha properly, and points out Yichavein b'vrachot peirush hamilot, that when you say a bracha, you should have in mind what the words mean. And k'she yaskir Hashem Yichavein peirush kriyato ba'adunut, that when you say Hashem's name, so we pronounce it Aleph Dalad, and therefore you should have in mind that we're proclaiming Hashem as Adon, as the master of the whole world, Shehu Adon Hakol, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is master of everything, but also have in mind about how the Shem Hashem is written, which is with Yud Kei, which is referencing to the fact that Shehayah V'Hoveh V'Yiyeh, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu fills history and the present and the future. Uhaskiro Elokim, and then when you say the name Elokim, Yichavein Shehu Takif Baal HaYicholet, that this has got a further dimension to it, that the name Elohim represents the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is all-powerful, Uval HaKochot Kulam, and that he can do absolutely everything. So don't just let the bracha trip off our tongues, but we should have these ideas in mind when we're saying the bracha, and particularly Hashem's name. The Shulchan Aruch in Siman Kuf Bei Gimel Suf Yud Bet says Asur Levarech V'Uosek B'Mlachto, that when you say a bracha, you're not allowed to be doing anything else at the same time. This halacha appears in the context of Birkat HaMazon, which is of course a bracha d'oraita. Nevertheless, the Mishnah Brura and other Acharonim say that in actual fact this is a principle that applies to all brachot. We don't want it to seem that we're being just casual in terms of our brachot. We want to be saying them properly and not distracted by anything else. In actual fact, there's a discussion in the Acharonim about when you've done Nesilat Yadayim and you're drying your hands, you say the bracha after washing your hands, before drying your hands. Are you allowed to be drying your hands while you say the bracha, or is even that regarded as doing something else? It's also brought down in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch in Siman Nun, Sif Aleph, that v'ra'ui la'adam she'yargil et atzmo lomar et ha'brachot b'kol ram, that a person should get into the habit of saying brachot out loud, ki'akol ma'orer et ha'kavana, because when you say bracha out loud, then it arouses your kavana, makes you focus more on what you're saying. And certainly you'll say the bracha more carefully if you're saying it out loud rather than just if you're just mumbling it. So we're supposed to say every day 100 brachot, and so this is halachot that come up 100 times a day. And really, one of the notions of saying 100 brachot every day is that we should have a constant awareness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And of course, if we just mumble brachot, then we lose that proper awareness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we should utilize brachot as an opportunity to think and remind ourselves regularly about HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the proper way. Ad Kan.